coming up on All Access.
Welcome to Raymond James Stadium here in Tampa, Florida. Brady for James White, and he makes the catch, going to the turf. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown for the Patriots.
Oh, does Brady got guts.
Good detail.
Good job, baby. Good win.
Hey! Gotta keep grinding. We gotta keep working. Gotta keep believing in each other. We gotta keep playing hard.
How do we feel about win number 3?
Oh, yeah! You know, we scored on the play. And hit, I see a JE11, I think it was a towel. And him being a good friend of mine, wanted to show love.
It was important for the Patriots to be the first and in front of this. So by getting our own plane, we can handle all the people and all the equipment on every trip.
Expect it to be, you know, a tight game and you know, come down to the wire like they usually do down there.
No extra credit for style points, but for the second straight week, the Patriots took it down to the final seconds. But this week, we turn home victorious over Tampa. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. It wasn't pretty, but the Patriots will take it. A 19-14 win that moves New England to 3-2 on the season. That's good for a three-way tie for first place in the division. After Sunday's matchup in the Meadowlands, either the Patriots or Jets will be in sole possession of first place. We'll preview the Jets game, but before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds from last week's win over Tampa.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Raymond James Stadium here in Tampa, Florida.
Rotate.
of the day, then we show off now what we built. Dig in your heart. The opportunity is out there. Who's going to grasp it? We want one thing today, man. One thing. And that's a W. What are you going to do today to get that W?
Soft by Brady in traffic. Touchdown Tampa Bay.
Look at, you've done it all night long. You got to just keep going. Good job, baby. Good win.
Good win.
Way to go.
Yep.
Way to tough it out, man.
Hey, hey. Already saw you too.
Woo!
Again.
Hey,
Dante.
Let's go, Shaq. Let's go, you two, bro. All day, Dad. Let's go.
Way to go. You guys look like you play some football right now.
Go, baby.
Hey!
Way to go.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff.
Go!
Right, nice job, man. That's a really nice job. I mean, short week, on the road, coming down here, I mean, that's a tough game to win. You guys did a good job of hanging in there. It wasn't easy. All right, they fought their ass off, but so did you. Got to keep grinding. We got to keep working. Got to keep believing in each other. Got to keep playing hard. Got to keep playing hard. All right. That was a lot better today defensively. Communication was good. All right. There's a lot of things we can do better, but that was a way to step up, Big D. Nice job. All right. Good work, man.
Let me tell you something, fellas. What we learned today is sometimes adversity, back against the wall, builds character. But what we did was put down a character brick tonight. And we're going to continue to build upon that foundation. Sometimes you got to go down in there and get dirty, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
All together now. How do we feel about win number 3?
Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. Looking at some of the big plays from the Tampa game, Coach. Bob, what do you got written here?
Well, you know that, back-on-backer.
Back-on-backer.
That's one of the old two-back plays.
That's like old school.
Well, our first explosive run of the year. And something what Bob refers to really is the back, the lead back, in this case the fullback, you know, on the linebacker. And the linemen take care of, you know, they account for everybody else on the line of scrimmage.
Pretty good block by Devlin.
Very good. Yeah, good at the point of attack. Good job by Deion getting downhill. And then really the key to the explosive play here is breaking this tackle about, you know, 5-6 yards downfield, running through contact and, you know, turning it into a 30-yard run. So good to get that explosive run. That really helps the offense. You know, I thought one of the bigger plays in the game was the punt return that we had early. And it was this 4th and 9 here, and you know, we've got Tampa backed up, and there's a lot of things, a lot of good things on this play. It always starts with, you know, getting the gunners and handling the ball. So without those two things, you really don't have much of a return. So John Jones is singled down here on the gunner at the bottom of the screen, and that's a tough job.
It sure is.
But he does an excellent job here up the top of the screen. This is Chung and Batamosi, and the gunner releases outside, but what happens is he never really he doesn't come back into the field of play quickly enough. He runs down through the white where the vice guys aren't allowed to hit him, and comes in late. And so that results in an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Usually unsportsmanlike conduct, you think of something, you know,
hitting a guy
or whatever.
Quarterback's
well,
head.
On this one, it's just running down the field out of bounds, not coming back in. So anyway, great job there on the outside by the gunners, and then good ball handling here by Danny. Good job of setting up the block. So if you can get these two things done, then you have a chance for the return. In this case, up at the top here, this is a good job by Chung and Batamosi on the gunner. Chung ends up taking the gunner, and so Batamosi now comes off the double team. He frees up. and is able to make a block here to help get Danny to the wall outside and set up a big return here. So, and then, of course, you tackle on the 15 yards onto that for the penalty.
You make them pay for their mistake instead of that guy making a tackle and you're tackling it on back there. You know, it's taking advantage of their mistakes.
This play really, to me, reminded me, was reminiscent in a way of the 2001 Pittsburgh AFC Championship game.
Way back machine here.
This is a
classic. So. Look at the gritty film. Ray Nitschke.
Yeah. on this play, the Pittsburgh gunner runs out of bounds without being touched. So it's not an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. It's just a 5-yard penalty for that infraction. And so the punt, which is a good punt here, goes out of bounds. And, it's a big field position swing here. Mm-hmm. But because of the penalty for the gunner going out of bounds being untouched, then it's a re-kick situation. And so, again, we talk about, it starts with blocking the gunners and good ball handling. So this would be one of the highlight plays here of not only the game, the play, the season, but this is Buckley and Antoine Harris down here on the gunner at the bottom. That's about as good as a gunner can be blocked right there. Huh. I mean, these two guys should get they should be on the porch on the Hall of Fame just for this play alone.
Well, you got the
right
returners
here.
In the Hall of Fame, right? A Patriot Hall of Fame. I think Ty Law's on the field here.
Ty Law is right up here, so. Right, so this is Ty Law up on top. And, again, this is similar to what we just saw with Batamosi and Chung. Ty Law's got the double team on the gunner, but he sees that that he's being blocked here. And so Ty comes off and knocks down one of the other guys, in this case the long snapper, and knocks him down there. And then Troy makes the play here, get a couple of good blocks from Izzo, Patrick Pass, and Troy comes back and, makes a big play here. This is Chatham still holding up here on the line of scrimmage, so this guy never got downfield. And here's the gunner, who's actually behind the line of scrimmage from where he lined up as Troy finishes the play here on the touchdown.
Wow.
So same play from the end zone. Again, a look at the same play. So we've already talked about the gunners, although we'll see them come into play. So here's the gunner on the left side getting washed down in the traffic there. This is Ty coming in and finishing off on the snapper. And then Izzo comes back, and this is actually Izzo's man right here, but these two guys switch lanes, and so Izzo takes the inside of the two, the most dangerous of the two. So there are the two blocks there. This is really a middle return. Troy makes a guy miss, and Ty comes around and gets a snapper again the second time. This is Chatham pinning his guy on the line of scrimmage. We talked about Buckley and Antoine Harris there pinning their pinning the gunner on the line of scrimmage. Again, great play by these two guys. And, as always, a Troy Brown, great run. So It certainly having a great runner back here like Brown, Amendola. We've had some good ones in the past. Those guys can, Edelman, those guys can do a lot of damage. You always want that
playmaker.
Guy to be. You make
That's
plays.
It. Tell you what, you have these type of graphics back in the day when I played, it lasted 10 years longer in the league. I'd never leave meeting rooms. That's great stuff there, Coach.
Coming up on All Access.
And Amendola makes a sliding grab by Amendola once again. And yet another first down as he makes
We sit down with receiver Danny Amendola.
I love being there for my teammates in whatever capacity that may be. So I'm willing to do it every day.
And later, step on board aircraft as the Patriots team now hits the road in style.
So what we did with these seats is first, we got the widest and largest seats that you can put on this plane.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Let's rewind to Week 5 and a Thursday night victory over the Bucs. Despite traveling on a short week for their second game in 5 days, the Patriots prevailed at Tampa Bay after Jonathan Jones preserved a 5-point lead by breaking up the final pass of the evening.
The win was New England's 10th straight away from Foxborough, leaving the Pats just two victories shy of the longest road winning streak in franchise history. From December 2006 into October of 2008, the Patriots won 12 in a row on the road. After winning Super Bowl 51 with the league's stingiest scoring defense, the Patriots were ranked 31st through the first four games this season, surrendering 32 points a contest. At Tampa Bay, they yielded just two scores on four red zone drives and allowed only four third down conversions in a performance to build on. Without Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady targeted only one pass to a tight end. To help offset Gronk's absence, 19 of his 40 throws were aimed at receivers Danny Amendola and Chris Hogan, who combined for 16 catches, including the Patriots' lone TD.
Welcome back to All Access presented by GEICO. Improvement by the defense? Check. But penalties and an offensive line that is allowing way too many hits to the quarterback are a concern. Here's Dan Roach with more.
Jonathan Jones broke on the throw.
This is the end of the game.
And saves the Patriots.
It wasn't pretty, but it was progress, as the Patriots defense made enough plays to hold Tampa Bay to 14 points in a big Thursday night win.
We didn't play perfect, but that's the thing. We don't have to play perfect all the time to get a win.
Personal foul. Heelback block.
Oh,
number
no.
77.
That's the worst call I've ever seen.
There were still problems for New England, starting with an alarming 12 penalties for 108 yards.
He is hit and he is dropped. Sacked for the second time tonight.
Another issue? Keeping Tom Brady upright. Through five games, he's been sacked a whopping 16 times. One more than all of last season, when he was sacked 15 times in 12 games. And number 12 is dealing with a left shoulder injury that caused him to miss practice time this week.
I'm good. I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I'll be there Sunday. Don't worry about that. I'll be there.
We hate to see him get hit. No, we hate to see him get hit. So keeping him clean, keeping him upright, that's our goal every week.
And up next, the challenge of going down to New Jersey to face one of the teams they're tied atop the AFC East with at 3-2, the New York Jets.
They played really well. I think they've had a good team, you know, and I think, you know, every time we play down there, it's been a tough game in the last 5 years. Been a bunch of tough games, and that's what we're expecting.
Sunday will mark the 117th meeting between these two rivals, dating back to 1960. The Patriots lead the all-time series 61-54 with one tie, but on the road in New York, the Pats are just 28-29. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Danny, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriot wide receiver Danny Amendola. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, sir.
How do you feel at this point in the season how this offense is coming together?
I feel good about it, honestly. I mean, we have a great group of guys. We're all working really hard, you know, every day, every week, and very unselfish, very talented group of guys. So everyone's stoked to play with each other.
You have earned Brady's trust. How hard was it to get it?
It's been great so far. I'm trying to keep it rolling. So, you know, we played a lot of football together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my fifth year together.
Right.
And same with Coach McDaniels and the ideas that he's shared with us, that Tom has shared with us. And it's a group effort. And we're all working really hard to move forward and be our best.
How much more pressure is on you now with Julian Edelman out of the lineup?
You know, I don't feel any more pressure. You know, I was still working, you know, as hard as I could then, and I'm still working as hard as I can now every day. So nothing's changed for me. It's all work, and you know, we certainly miss Julian, and he was a great, you know, asset to our offense, and you know, he's a great guy in the locker room, and you know, he's personally a good friend of mine. So
I noticed.
Miss seeing him every day, but he'll be back, and. You know, he'll be stronger and better than ever.
I noticed, and here's where I noticed. When you scored that touchdown, mm-hmm. you ran and ripped the banner off.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that play and why'd you do it?
You know, we scored on the play, and I just so happened to get to the fence, and hit. I see a JE11, I think it was a towel, and, you know, he's obviously a great friend of mine. I wanted to show him some love, and I've been...
I've been in his position before. I've been on injured reserve. Mm-hmm. First game of the year, I went out a long time ago. I think it was 2011. I had, you know, broke my arm, and I was out the rest of the year, and it was difficult. So I know how he feels, and him being a good friend of mine, I wanted to show love, and, you know, and I love celebrating in the end zone with him when we score, and, you know, even if it's a towel. So
tell me about this Jets team. Obviously, it's a team that you both are fighting for first place, and it's a team you can't overlook, right?
Yeah, you know, they're well coached. They have a bunch of great athletes. They have some youth in their secondary that guys really fly around and make plays, and they have some guys we've been against too, so we're familiar with them. We got to get to know the new guys, and they're a tough team, and New York's a tough place to play, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Good luck this week against the Jets.
Thank you, sir.
Danny Amendola, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, before we get into the Jet game, quick thought on the Tampa game. Short week for you guys. You just played a physical game against Carolina, dealt with some adversity in that game. How do you feel your team responded down at Tampa last week?
You know, I thought we had a real good week last week. I thought the players came in on Monday after the Carolina game. We got right on Tampa Tuesday, Wednesday, flew down there, played on Thursday, so it was a quick turnaround. But they really put a lot of time and work into the preparation against a team we don't know very well. And you know, I thought we played very competitively. Tampa's a good team. They cause you a lot of problems. They have a lot of good players. You know, so it came right down to the wire, as it usually does in this league. But you know, I thought our guys really competed for 60 minutes. And the 4 days before that, they competed hard to get ready for the game.
Okay, New York Jets, you haven't seen this team since week 16 last year. A lot of turnover, 25 new players. Theoretically, same coaching staff. But it seems like they compete and they play hard. But is this a tough game, divisional game to get ready for, where you think you know a ton about them, but there's a lot of new players?
A lot of new players. New offensive coordinator, Johnny Morton, you know, coming in there. That's a big change from, you know, Coach Gailey. You know, Morton's tight ends have already caught more passes than they did all last year. So
that's a big target, too, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They use all those guys. They use, you know, Jenkins and Tomlinson. And so we'll have to, you know, that's definitely a new thing to get ready for. But as you said, 25 new players, a lot of personnel changes. But, you know, Coach Bowles always does a good job, and we always have a tough time down there. That's a hard team to play in that stadium. We had very, very competitive games with them, lost to them 2 years ago in overtime. So, you know, we know it's going to be tough, and we're going to have to play well, and we're going to have to be ready for, you know, a very physical game. And, you know, we expect it to be, you know, a tight game and you know, come down to the wire like they usually do down there.
Done a lot of homework on them. All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at AceSpades4213. Try to remember all that.
Yeah, okay.
How important is your player's mindset, regardless of position, when you're implementing game plans as far as attention to detail, getting ready to go?
Well, that's what it is. It's understanding what to do, listening to the fine points, and then working to get those done at as high a level as possible. And so I think that's what being a professional is.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB, and ask you about the Belustrator later in the show. All three phases?
You got it.
All right. Everybody hang tight right there. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access, then the Belustrator later in the show.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick introduces us to the new-look Jets on the Belustrator.
You know, one of the guys that they brought in that's done a really good job for him has been Kurse.
And later, Sunday's game is for first place in the AFC East. Unthinkable 5 weeks ago, we'll discuss.
I can't believe that the Jets can't even lose properly. You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. Buy the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And buy Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Houston Metro West and Lincoln Sudbury High School and our Coach of the Week winner. He's Tom Lopez, and his team is fresh off a dominating 45-14 win over Wayland, improving the Warriors to a 5-0 record in the Dual County League.
You bring passion, you bring your hustle game up, you're going to add another piece to this great game that I love.
Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Lincoln Sudbury football program in the name of head coach Tom Lopez.
Outside of 2-3, 2-3! Yes!
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access. The Patriots will travel for the second straight week as they head to New Jersey to take on the Jets. And for the second straight week, they will do so on their new customized plane. The Patriots are the only NFL team with their own plane. Two, actually. And last week was their maiden voyage.
It was important for the Patriots to be the first and in front of this. What we've seen from the charter business is that we've seen smaller planes being used where we're flying on narrow bodies that don't have the amount of seats or the amount of capacity underneath the plane to handle the number of people we travel or the amount of equipment we travel. Getting our own plane, we can handle all the people and all the equipment on every trip. So a Boeing 767 typically has somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 or 260 seats. What we did is we completely retrofitted the interior so we have fewer seats that more than meets what we need to travel. The players historically have sat on coach seats on a domestic aircraft. So what we did with these seats is first, we got the widest and largest seat that you can put on this plane. And I think most importantly from a player perspective, we've added 5 inches of legroom beyond what a typical first class seat has. We're trying to make the travel as comfortable as possible for every player, every coach, every member of the working party as they go down to do a job.
Very comfy, and I think that's the key for us as players, to be sitting in those nice comfortable seats and a good thing when we can just kind of relax. And a lot of guys caught some Z's on the flight, so hopefully we'll be well rested.
And additionally, from a playing perspective, we wanted to put in the latest in technology. So we have the largest in-seat screen that you can put. We have an audio and video library, but in short order, we're going to have live TV. So the players will be able to enjoy live TV to and from their road trips. Another advantage of the plane is we are going to have state-of-the-art Wi-Fi. And that also enables all of the members of our travel party to help do their job. This will make the experience better and more productive for all.
This is a championship moment for us on our aviation team.
People, it's your latest nightmare's back. It is time for Turf, brought to you by Gillette, 4A's Zoe Jet Week.
Yeah, let's go. So what's the biggest problem so far
we were seeing with the Patriots and the offense as far as Brady getting hit?
Well, him getting hit off the edge, and I think that leverage off the edge is the biggest number one concern.
And I'll take a look at, like, Nate Solder, who's admitted that he's not having his best year. And I think the biggest problem, he'd be the defense end.
It's not all Nate.
No, it isn't, but let's specifically talk about this corner, right? The biggest problem with tackles is they panic, right? So the end comes up, and they think they can't get him, so they open up their hips, and it gives an easy hit on the quarterback. What they need to do, first off, is one, even if they feel like they're late, no matter how badly they want to turn their hips, go straight back. Go straight back. And even if he pushes you in, you still have more time between you and the quarterback.
All right, let's talk about how do you combat that. If, say, left tackle's not getting it.
Yeah, he needs some help. What do you do? It's too much to ask him to go one-on-one.
James White, right here. You're scanning. You're looking for pressure edge. Okay, he's stepping back. What am I doing? A little chip before I go and get engaged in my route, just to allow him to get leverage and get reset himself so that you're not all back on your heels.
Yeah, and the tackle loves this because he knows that if he loses, he can lose outside. So if he knows that, he can step hard inside right. And let that guy engage him, let him think that he can go up, bait him, and allow the back to get a good smack
but
on him.
Who's also back this week? Number 87
yeah,
in your program,
number even,
69 in your heart. Right? Offset tight end, boom. Punch
it's
and
easy.
Go.
It's easy. It's two guys on one. There's no place to go. The best chance of them
fly
is
away.
To pat it down. You want to fly away?
I'll
fly away.
It's so nice. It's so nice. It's so nice.
Here's what to watch for when New England travels to New Jersey to take on the Jets in a battle for first place. Sunday is week 6 on the NFL calendar. It marks the latest the Patriots have played a division rival since they played Buffalo in week 8 of the 2005 season. You'll need a scorecard to recognize these new-look Jets. 25 members of the 2017 club are newcomers to the team. And the Jets are hot. Winners of 3 straight and for the first time since the 2015 season have a winning record.
Thanks for joining us back here on Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bell Schrader. Coach, couple looks here at the Jets. A lot of new players, all three phases. What do we got?
Well, start offensively, one of the guys that they brought in has done a really good job for him has been Kearse. And this is a good example of kind of one of the things the Jets do in the passing game. They have a lot of what we call horizontal routes. So guys, in kind of the within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage in the West Coast offensive style that make it really hard for the defense to match. So here you can see the linebacker going with the back in the flat.
Yep.
Here comes Kearse inside on the slant. There's
massive
a void there.
Yeah.
Yeah, McCown hits him, and it's a big 20-yard gain. So Curley, Kearse, those guys have come in and done a really good job for the Jets offensively.
That's right.
Those new players that weren't even with the team back in August.
Curley went away, came back, and he's had some decent games against you guys.
He sure has.
Okay.
Leonard Williams, number 92 right here. One of the best players in the league. He's a problem on everything. Runs, passes, runs to him, runs away from him. Good in pursuit, good at the point of attack. Tall, very athletic, just a hard guy to block. And, there's a lot of plays like this where he either makes the play in the backfield or disrupts the play and then somebody else comes in and cleans it up. We got to block him or, he can ruin the game.
Is that on your, he's on your all Bill Belichick defensive team, like with Ed Reed and those guys, right?
Yeah.
All right.
If we didn't block him, he'll ruin the game.
All right.
So this is it's about 3 minutes to go in the game here against Jacksonville, and Jets are backed up. And it's in overtime. It looks like Jacksonville is going to get good field position, but Edwards comes through with a big punt here, a 72-yard punt. This guy's got a huge leg. Stanford, number 51, one of our top special team players, comes down and makes the play. And then say this is one of the things the Jets can do, really change field position. With a long ball here. All right, then Stanford comes down, Stanford comes down and makes a tackle inside the 10-yard line. They get a push into the back penalty on top of that. So, Edwards can really do a good job of changing field position.
That's critical there, too. You get a stop, and now all of a sudden you think you're taking the crowd out of the game, and now you get them right back in, especially on the road.
Right. So the defense comes in, does their job. Now a minute and a half to go in the game, forces Jacksonville to punt. Punting out of the end zone to Curley. So Curley comes back here and, again, very explosive guy. He does a good job right here of getting to the wall. You can see the Jets have the return set up over here to this sideline. Curley gets outside to the wall, gets the ball back to the 40-yard line. Here's a play right or hit right at the end of the play, and Jacksonville, you know, gets a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty call there on Plusney. And so that sets up the 41-yard field goal for Cannizzaro. So game winner here with a minute to go, 30 seconds to go in overtime, and he nails it. So, you know, they're backed up, long punt by Edwards, good punt return by Curley, penalty in there, Cannizzaro. And that's how they beat Jacksonville in overtime. Good special teams play.
Divisional game, and how important he's already. Good luck against the Jets.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellastrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And can we breathe a sigh of relief after that Tampa game? Yes or no?
A little bit. I'm willing to breathe. I'm not going to hold my breath anymore. But I did think the result was off the charts better. I mean, obviously, 14 points, much better than what we've seen in the first 4 weeks of the season. I thought the results were a lot better. I thought the optics were a lot better. But I'm not willing to say it's all fixed yet.
Sure. My blind faith paid off. Remember last week?
You're going by
blind faith.
Yeah.
It was obviously a step in the right direction. But just from a context standpoint, I did think it was a little bit of too close to, you know, for comfort at the end. Had two stories, Steve, at the end there. The first was that the defense led the way just barely, and that one was ready to go if they held on at the end. And then I had another one ready to go that if they lost the game, that they showed too many signs of what you'd see from a bad football team. There's still a lot more work to be done.
Here's what's baffling to me. The same offensive line that they had last year, same guys this year in front of them. Why is Brady taking so many hits this year?
You know, I think there are some different factors, but I think it's impossible. Sometimes the obvious one is the one that you point to. To me, it's Julian Edelman. And I think that what the Patriots' offense has generally been over the recent past is a lot of quick strikes. I mean, bang, the ball's out, boom. You know, we had a lot of the metrics that, you know, our buddies at Pro Football Focus put out that Brady was among the fastest, if not the fastest, in release time. You know, snap to throw was the fastest in football. Well, it's not that way anymore. Edelman's not there. He's not available. The slot receiver, Danny Amendola, has been outstanding, but he's a little different than Julian Edelman. It's a different kind of slot receiver. I think the throws have been a little bit more vertical as a rule over the first five. That takes a little bit more time. It's putting more pressure on those guys. And I don't want to let those five guys off the hook, Steve. They haven't played well enough either.
It is a combination. It truly is. I don't think you can look at it and say it's just the offensive line, but you talk to coaches around the league and they'll tell you their offensive tackles, Nate Solder, Marcus Cannon, not playing at the level they did last year, and the center, David Andrews, the same comment that you get from opposing coaches. But sometimes there are times when the receivers aren't uncovering, and Tom Brady has time. There's other times where Tom Brady is surveying the field, and he might not make the right decision. There's other times where a running back doesn't pick up the blitz, like against Tampa when I thought Mike Gillisley should have had the linebacker coming in on the play Brady fumbled. There's times the tight ends aren't protecting. Dwayne Allen on that same play, not protecting the left edge. So I think it's everything. Josh McDaniels, play calling. Maybe he runs the ball a little more. Protect Tom from taking those hits. So I think it's just a little bit of everything, and if everyone can raise their level a little bit more, we might see those hits come down.
If you were to tell me the Jets would be tied with the Patriots going into this week, I mean, how baffling is that, that the Patriots and Jets are battling
that the
for
Jets
first place?
Can't even lose properly. you know, in all seriousness,
I think that
they did a lot of work, and I know it sounds sarcastic with being smarmy, you know, Patriot fans here, but they did a lot of work to sort of position themselves so they could get in a favorable spot in the lottery, in the draft, rather, and now all of a sudden they've won three out of their five games, and I think that probably their mindset is a little bit different. It's not going to stay that way, however, I have a feeling. That's not a very good football team.
Well, let's look at who they've beaten. The Dolphins, who, you know, have been through some early season turmoil. Right. The Jaguars, who are an interesting sort of trick-or-treat type team, who, you know, beat Baltimore and beat Pittsburgh on the road. So that's a fairly decent win for the Jets. And then the Browns, who are the worst team in the league, I think most would agree on right now. So they haven't exactly beat up on the iron, but they've shown enough to say we can be competitive.
Will the Jets give the Patriots a problem?
I think there might be, you know, anytime they go down there, I think that the game tends to be a little bit sluggish, especially early on. But I think with 10 days off and the Patriots offense back out there, I think that it's going to get rolling. I don't anticipate this being close at the end. I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of a struggle early, but in the end, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe something like 30-13, you know, not a difficult victory at all.
So they blow them away in the end.
Yeah.
I think that until this Patriots defense shows me just a little more consistency, Steve, I think that it will be close early on and then the Patriots will pull away. I'll say 30-20.
30-20. 30-13, 30-20. All right, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Great job, Steve. As usual. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Leese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.